We're at the top of the league and looking down on the nation, and the only explanation I can find is Jose's at the wheel, 'cause he's the real deal. Sonny's put us top of the league. You're all pleased for me, I know. I know you are all pleased for me. We are absolutely flying. Told you, didn't I? I'm sure I said on Friday in the old bet slip, I said there's a team, they're far too big, they're just too big. Began with T, the team. Can't remember. Seeing the old salty Man City fans getting all salty. I love it. I absolutely love it. And the arse hate us up there. It's just beautiful. Old Jose, lead us to the title. Southgate has an absolute nightmare at the Euros. He gets binned off. Jose takes over the national team. England win the World Cup. That'll be me done then. That's when I'll hang my boots up. Beautiful. I know you're all pleased for me. I know. See, I lose about 50 Twitter followers and all sorts when I behave like this. But I'm going to enjoy it. Sing when you're winning. That's what I've always believed. Sing when you're winning. I thought we were fantastic last night. I thought we played absolutely superbly. Negative football. We're absolutely awesome going forward. The break at speed. The goal. The first goal. Superb. Look at the pass from Ndombele. Old Jose sussed out that Winks and Sanchez ain't good enough. Unlike that Argentinian fraud. And off we go. Yeah, I think we've got a massive chance. I really do think we've got a chance. I'm saying we're going to win it. I think we've got a fantastic chance looking at the league. I think Chelsea, obviously, great players, looking good. But big game today, isn't it? Big game today. Leicester, Liverpool, Leicester. Kevin Chell, will you overtake us? Or will I be getting up in the morning and can sing the song again? I could sing it every day, we're top. Yeah, see how many podcast listeners we've got left come the end. I didn't see the United game, but the old United plus one again, isn't it? United plus one, by all accounts, ridiculous. I think that retaking it was fair, but the actual awarding of the penalties, I think West Brom should have had one. United won by the sounds of it is dubious. Perhaps they're sponsored by PGMOL, the Professional Game Match Officials Limited. Have they got that on their shirt? Man United, PGMOL. And I watched the Villa Brighton game. And no pocket talking, because I'd actually laid the draw. So if the penalty had been given, I just can't see how it's not a penalty. I know Shem, but he's an Arsenal fan, so I can't take him seriously. He came on the Telegram group trying to give his thing. It's got to be clear and obvious that he's made an error. It wasn't clear and obvious. He gave a penalty. The guy definitely catches his foot, whether he does there. I just don't get it. It's nothing to do with VAR. It's the inconsistency of the referees. You know, every time they showed the replay, I said it was a penalty. I was absolutely staggered that he didn't give it. So I think Villa, very hard done by. I did say I couldn't see Brighton winning that game. Villa started great all over him, and then Welbeck, to be fair, he finished it well. A runaway goal. And the second goal, but Brighton goal, to be fair to him, was good. But Villa probably feel they should have got something out of the game. But I did think it was a penalty. But I didn't, as I say. I just think I'm mad enough when I go to games moaning about it. I just think the standard of referees, bearing in mind these are professionals, you know, they're paid decent money. I think they're absolute garbage. Yeah, we're on the top of the league and looking down on... It's worth hearing one more time. I don't write lyrics for these. I make them up on the spot. Good, don't I? Looking down on the nation. I'll be singing that all day. Sam will be wanting to whack me by the end of the day. Love it. Beautiful. Sing when you're winning. Right, what have we got today? Ultimate guys, I've made another Poisson video for you in your members area. But I have got to say... A happy birthday. I believe it's a 40th birthday. Apologies if I've got that wrong, so I've got the email in front of me. But happy birthday to Anna Elliott. Anna is wife of Steve Elliott, who's an FTS member. And Steve asked if I would give you a shout out, Anna, because you are being very supportive of his quest with FTS and FDD. I'll do all I can to help Steve, but you have a great day, Anna. Having met Steve, you must have the patience of a saint. You must be an angel, Anna, I have to say. Anna the angel, married to old Stevie boy. But no, both of you guys have a great day. And it is key, you know, I've said many times on blog posts and podcasts, if you've got a partner who's supportive, it makes this whole business a lot easier. We know of the stigma with it, but if you've got somebody in your ear hole all the time, or you're trying to do it behind somebody's back, I genuinely believe you've got next to no chance. You know, we all have highs and lows. But Anna, thank you very much for supporting Steve, and have a wonderful birthday. I really do hope you guys have a, in the times we're in, make the most of it and have a great time. I know it's difficult to make plans for anything at the minute. Do you remember when they were all crowing that the championship away wins was, you know, massive, and home wins was only 30%, up to 38 now? Do you remember when they were crowing that Premier League goals were 3.76 goals per match, down to nearly 3 now? See, it's all this instant overreaction to things that people have. Oh, no, the world's changing, everything's going wrong. Just relax and see the long game. Chillax. I am still very confident that those numbers will be somewhere within a reasonable range of the last 10 years and what's happened in all those leagues. But instantly people trying to suck you in. Oh, no, a championship home teams, they're never going to win again. It's all gone wrong with no crowds. Added about 8% over the last 8% over the last 2-3 rounds of matches, home wins. See how the fixtures fall, what goes on? Just relax yourselves, honestly. I could have arguments with people about this all day long. Right, where are we? See that orange thing still clinging on, isn't he? Still clinging on over there, honestly. What, I'm making an absolute farce of it. Right, where are we? Right, we have got NFL today. NFL. Got six games. Atlanta plus 3.5 at New Orleans. 20-21, the odds for that. Cincinnati plus 1.5 at Washington. 10-11 for that. Philadelphia plus 2.5 at the Cleveland Frauds. Evens for that. Tight one that, but evens. Couldn't turn that down. Miami minus 3.5 at Denver, 10-11. Green Bay plus 1.5 at Indianapolis, 10-11. And Kansas minus 7.5 at Las Vegas. Evens, been missing Las Vegas. I could do with going out there. I'd normally out there. I was out there when Jose was appointed last November. Made me think of it yesterday. God knows when we'll be able to get back out there. Right, what else have I got? Football, the couple that we've sorted out on that video. I think Granada looked great value for a home win. Swansea obviously done the business yesterday. Granada today looked value for the home win. I think Lille are a good bet for the home win. And Montpellier, the over 2.5. Again, drip it in. You can trade these. You can, if Lille or Granada take the lead, you can remove your liability. Montpellier, drip it in through the start of the match. Again, get them out. So all these things can be done. And I've got a goals one somewhere as well. Another goals one. A first half goal at Christiansen Mjøndalen. Christiansen Mjøndalen in Norway. If it's 0-0 late on first half, 25-30 minutes. Then have a drip lay of a first half goal. We had a nice Valenciennes in the Telegram group last night. I think a few of you did okay with that. The nice late one in the first half. All going well, ticking along nicely. Golfers didn't go as well as I wanted yesterday, obviously. Pat and Kaziri played like Suggsy, played like a man with no arms. I'm still relatively confident that Vegas might still make a run at this, but obviously they've got a few more people between them now, so fair play to the leader. He went out and played well, but you know, golf is a long-term game, so we'll see what happens tonight. I will post if there's any movement in the market. But yeah, Pat and Kinsey are very disappointing. Anyway, have a lovely Sunday. Anna Elliott, enjoy your birthday, and I will be back with you guys tomorrow for... We might have two songs. We might have We're on the Top of the League and Looking, and we might have Just Another Mindset Monday. You get it all with me? You get it all? It's a full entertainment show. Right, enjoy your Sunday, enjoy your roast dinners, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.